Iran says foreign countries should not make the case of a woman sentenced to death by stoning for adultery into a human rights issue. A foreign ministry spokesman said that if releasing murderers is a human rights issue, then those nations should release all of their murderers from jail. He said the case is still being reviewed, but friends and family of Sakena Mohammadi Ashtiani say they fear authorities could carry out her execution soon. We asked Faris Soni with Human Rights Watch his reaction to the Iranian government's actions in this case.
They are essentially making this out now to be more of a murder case than an adultery case, although the adultery charge still stands. And as far as we know, the sentence to stoning has really not been lifted yet, although they said that they would look into it. Our response essentially is that this woman has been sentenced to death essentially for adultery. She, as far as we know, has a 10-year sentence for being involved in the murder of her husband, which she is currently serving. And she is currently at risk of execution, whether it be by stoning or any other means. And Human Rights Watch and other international human rights organizations absolutely condemn this sentence because under international law, Iran's obligations are that they will not execute anyone for crimes that are not considered serious. And adultery is not a crime that is considered to be a serious crime that will carry the death penalty.
Do you also oppose the method that they have chosen for this case?
Absolutely. Again, Iran is a signatory to the International Convention of Civil and Political Rights, and torture under that convention is forbidden. And we absolutely believe that the sentence of stoning is essentially torture. It is cruel and unusual punishment, and we are absolutely against it for any sort of crime, whether it be adultery or any other crime.
Do you think international attention to this story might be able to save this woman?
I believe that it has had some sort of an effect, although the Iranian government continues to be very obstinate and says that we will not change our position and, you know, international pressure will not change what we will do and what our judiciary is bound to do by Iranian law. But I think it's the role of international human rights organizations like Human Rights Watch to continue to put pressure on Iran to get rid of the sentence. And in addition to that, currently she is in prison and she's being denied access to her lawyer. She's being denied access to her family. Her family cannot visit. These are all violations of international law and Iranian law. And I think we also need to focus on those violations, not only the actual death sentence that has been passed on to her.
Faris Soni with the Human Rights Watch Middle East Division speaking with us from New York. Ashtiani's case has sparked international outrage. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said he was appalled to hear about the sentence and said it is barbaric beyond words. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said he was ready to do whatever it takes, including traveling to Tehran to save her. The Vatican raised the possibility of using behind-the-scenes diplomacy to try to save her life. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.